The Day of Action comes under the banner of We the People Matter, a new organization and website that connects several grassroots groups that Asha Canales says are fighting similar battles. The agency's track record of approving natural gas infrastructure projects despite citizen opposition.
We just want to give a human face to our collective situation.
Canales is with the group Stop the Minnesink Compressor Station, which is protesting the natural gas compressor station well under construction in Orange County's hamlet of Westtown, where many 9/11 first responders reside. She and her fellow petitioners are waiting for a full hearing of their case currently before the U.S. Court of Appeals, a case that challenges FERC's approval of the project. FERC is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission.
Well, you know, we've been fighting our battle in Minnesink for almost 2 years now, and we felt really isolated in that battle. And it's been hard to get even our own community, you know, active and involved over that span of time. And recently, over the last few months, we've, you know, started to connect with other groups who are fighting really similar battles all over the region.
She says the protest will be silent and peaceful and precede FERC's monthly meeting. Tamara Young-Allen is a spokeswoman for FERC. She says it's not the first time protesters have descended upon monthly meetings.
One time we did have a visit, a couple of times, I think, by a 9-foot rat. We've had drums and protests and all types of ways of expressing one's opinions about the various cases that are pending here before the commission.
And she says the fact that FERC cases have gone to the U.S. Court of Appeals and even the Supreme Court shows that FERC can be challenged.
The commission does listen to the comments that have been received on the various cases and in many, many instances will amend their decision or amend a proposal. Proposed route or different types of facilities that are needed for a proposal based on the comments that have been received during our very open and transparent process that we have here at FERC in gathering public comments.
While FERC does not have the authority to approve fracking or hydraulic fracturing projects, that's a state matter, it does have the power to approve infrastructure components of these projects, such as compressor stations. Jill Wiener is with Catskill Citizens for Safe Energy, an all-volunteer grassroots organization opposed to hydraulic fracturing and part of We the People Matter.
We are really concerned about the infrastructure built out in New York and basically across the country. And when you look at who basically holds the key to the infrastructure kingdom, it's FERC. It's the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And most people, I would, you know, suspect most Americans have absolutely no idea who FERC is.
FERC's monthly meetings are public, so the public is welcome to sit in and listen, though public comments are reserved for comment periods related to specific projects. After the protest and monthly FERC meeting, during which they will don T-shirts bearing the docket numbers of their FERC cases, organizers and community leaders of We the People Matter say they plan to march from FERC to Capitol Hill to meet with their respective senators and congressional representatives. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.